Northern Iraq has historically been a place of great religious diversity. In addition to Sunnis and Shiites, there are Christians and smaller religious groups that have thrived there for centuries. But their presence in the region is dwindling, threatening to break their ancient ties to the land. Most recently, they're being forced out by the militants of the self-proclaimed Islamic State. NPR's Deborah Amos has our story.
These Christians pray in shifts at this church in the city of Duhok in northern Iraq. At 6 p.m., it's the Chaldeans. An hour later, the Orthodox, then the Syriac Christians. Worshippers line up outside. Their clergy, in distinctively different robes and hats, wait for a turn to pray at the altar. This is a modest house of worship with rough wooden pews, space heaters for heat, and a twinkling Christmas tree for the season. But attendance is sparse because so many Christians have already left Iraq. Dr. Kamal Yusuf is here with his family. ISIS militants came to his home in Mosul. They demanded that he convert. When he refused, they took his house and forced him to leave.
We have home there. You have to change your religion to be there.
So do you think that Christians are still at home in Iraq? Do you still feel like this is your home?
Really, most of them, they are thinking to go out. They are thinking to immigrate.
The Christian community has dwindled dramatically over a decade. More than a million Christians in 2003, less than a quarter of a million now, according to advocates. The threat from ISIS may finish them off. A historic tragedy, says Gerard Russell. He's the author of Heirs to the Forgotten Kingdom. He documents the region's ancient religions.
It's not even about the violence and fear. I would say most of all, it's the feeling of not being wanted. It's the feeling that it's no longer your home that makes them leave.
Drive into this huge tent camp in northern Iraq, housing 24,000 Yazidis, and you'll hear the same grievance. Iraq is no longer home. Their religious community dates back thousands of years. When ISIS terrorized the Yazidis, the U.S. stepped in with airstrikes to protect them. But since then, Baghdad's central government has done nothing for them, say Yazidi leaders. MedAir, an international aid group, built the camp, ships in medicine with additional supplies from the Kurdish Ministry of Health. Dr. Haji Aziz Issa, a Yazidi doctor, laments, but we're Iraqi citizens.
Really, we haven't received any help from Baghdad yet.
He's the only doctor in a clinic with a caseload of 400 to 500 patients a day. His prognosis is bleak. When I ask if minorities still have a place in Iraq.
Never. Iraq is not the place of minority. Minority should leave Iraq or they will be eradicated from Iraq.
It's the fear for many of Iraq's religious minorities, ancient religions, Mandaeans, Shabaks, and others. The loss is profound, says Gerard Russell. As they depart, a link to the historical past goes with them.
You know, the reason these religions still exist is that the Arab world was never quite the kind of horrible nightmare of intolerance and violence that sometimes people present it as being, and which ISIS wants it to be.
But ISIS isn't the only threat, he says. Intolerance is now rampant from both Sunni and Shiite extremists. Intolerance squeezes out anyone who doesn't fit into the Sunni-Shia divide.
It isn't specifically directed at minorities. They are caught up in it because of the radicalization on both sides that makes for a very vicious conflict in which there are really no room for neutral people.
Ra'at Teddy and his family knows how it feels to get squeezed. They are Christians, driven out of Fallujah by Sunni militants and out of Baghdad when the Shiite-dominated government failed to protect them. Now, the family has come to the Kurdish part of Iraq, but they're still defined by how they pray.
Everywhere when I go, they say, okay, minority, minority. Yeah, Christian, oh, yeah, you're a minority. I'm not Iraqi, I'm a Christian. And I don't have anyone to support me. And we like Iraq, but Iraq don't like us.
That despair is driving the exodus, says Russell.
Minorities are heading out. I don't believe they will disappear completely. I think, however, that we'll see them disappear as a major social and political force.
These religious communities defined Iraq and were a force long before Islam emerged in the 7th century. Now ISIS and other extremists want to erase any trace. Deborah Amos, NPR News.